The film Kingdom of Shadows, which premiered at the recent South by Southwest Film Festival, takes a hard look at violence and lawlessness in northern Mexico. It was directed by Bernardo Ruiz, a dual U.S.-Mexican citizen.
In the film, we see Sister Consuelo Morales, who is a nun, she's a Catholic nun, and a human rights defender in the city of Monterrey, Mexico. And what she does, what she continues to do every day, is work with families whose loved ones have disappeared as a result of this violence.
Una de las violaciones más atroces que hay, la desaparición involuntaria de personas. Aunque ahorita no encontremos totalmente la verdad, estamos en camino de la búsqueda.
But Ruiz says human rights activists like her are up against corruption and a dysfunctional judicial system in Mexico.
It's a very small percentage of crimes that are successfully prosecuted. When you're talking about homicides, you're talking about kidnappings. And so, you know, a real problem is in the judicial system. Whatever is happening is aided and abetted by this culture of impunity.
U.S. government agent Oscar Aguilcib, who's worked undercover in Mexico, provides a different view. He blames much of the violence on the rise of the Zetas, a former Mexican army unit that turned into a drug trafficking organization.
You know, in the military, you learn that if somebody attacks you, if somebody takes something that's yours, you attack them back. So definitely the fact that the Zetas came into the drug game spiked up the violence considerably.
The third point of view in the film comes from Texas rancher Don Henry Ford, who was involved in drug smuggling a couple of decades ago when violence was not as widespread.
So I decided to try to go to Mexico and buy some marijuana, and I successfully smuggled my first load. It was terribly amateurish, but I got away with it.
Eventually, he was caught and served time in a U.S. federal prison. He says the violence in Mexico was far less when larger criminal organizations controlled the border area.
They had territories assigned and there wasn't near as much conflict.
Ford credits the film for showing the tragedy of innocent people who are trapped in a world of violence and crime.
My wife would be a better judge because she's kind of an impartial. And she was moved by it, moved to tears by it.
Director Bernardo Ruiz hopes his film will give the people in Mexico's violence-racked communities a voice on the world stage. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Austin, Texas.